For WAMC News, I'm James Polyoligopoulos. Municipal races and campaigns are starting to take shape across western Massachusetts, including a challenge to the mayor of Northampton. David Dombrowski, a Northampton native and retired police patrolman, tells WAMC it was about 6 years ago when the idea of running for mayor started to take shape. Rising prices, a lack of affordability, and other factors played a role. 2 years later, with then-Mayor David Narkowitz opting not to run again, he ventured to City Hall to get things rolling, only to feel the time wasn't quite right. Now, Dombrowski has been collecting signatures and mounting an independent run, hoping to build on experiences he had living and working in the city over the years.
Obviously, it's a diverse city, which is, you know, great. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things going on in the city of Northampton with the people. And, you know, there's, again, government, if you're talking about government things, it's sort of a double-edged sword. I mean, of course, you can't please everybody all the time, but, you know, there's good and bad.
A Smith vocational graduate who's also worked in real estate and sales, Dombrowski hopes to challenge Mayor Gina Louise Shara, who recently kicked off her own re-election bid. Shara doesn't appear much on Dombrowski's campaign site, save for a news clipping headline mentioning her name. For the most part, the former officer's campaign focuses more on a no-waste, real-results platform that emphasizes reducing taxes, removing unnecessary regulation to encourage business, and conducting an audit of city finances.
I guess the first thing I'd really want to do is have a forensic audit performed on the city's accounting and financial records and find out where everything is and know, you know, what things, you know, are doing well and other things that might not be doing well.
Once the audit's done, his administration would have a foundation to build on, he says. Northampton found itself with a budget surplus last year, certified in 2024 to be around $11 million, according to the Daily Hampshire Gazette. A majority came from revenue and unspent budget dollars or free cash from the year prior. It's something advocates for restoring cut school district jobs have brought up, emphasized as the public school system continues to face steep budget shortfalls. Dombrowski says he's aware of the budget issues in the Northampton public school system, adding that with millions going into MPS as is, he's interested in learning more.
I think there's a lot of taxpayer money that goes into that school budget. I think it's top heavy. I think that some of the models need to be looked at and perhaps adjusted to sort of this day and age, not so much the Industrial Revolution, you know, more towards what's going on with technology.
He adds it's a big topic to tackle, acknowledging every student learns differently as well. Speaking of big undertakings, one of the largest projects coming together during Shara's administration also has the candidate's attention, the Picture Main Street Project, a three-year effort to redesign a downtown artery likely to start in 2026. The $29 million effort is being funded by MassDOT, one that would see bike lanes, pedestrian crossing infrastructure, and traffic pattern upgrades in one of the state's top crash clusters for bike and pedestrian accidents. Shara said. It would also significantly change and narrow the broad, heavily trafficked roadway numerous businesses call home, which Dombrowski's not a fan of.
It's tough enough to navigate downtown when it's busy as it is. And for the businesses to be interrupted for around 3 years, things are tough now for businesses. You know, large chains are closing, and these are local folks for the most part.
Dombrowski says he's hoping to have a formal campaign kickoff in May. According to the State Office of Campaign and Political Finance, the candidate organized his mayoral committee in January, with about $10 reportedly on hand. That's likely to change as his campaign continues, though for now, he faces an incumbent with at least $24,500 on hand, according to recent filings. Shara has said she welcomes the hard conversations that come with topics like the Main Street redesign and school funding. She's also told WAMC she's happy to have the deep conversations bound to come with facing a challenger, just as she did during her initial run. This year's election is slated for November 4th. Reporting from Springfield, this is James Polyoligopoulos at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.